does still happen. All right, let's e-break.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
All right, let's talk some Cowboys. Coming up next, Scott Shanley hops on with us.
Hey, wait.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Don't we have to pay off? I'm sorry, I thought you wanted us to say that. What's the winner? What's the game?
You want me to play the audio now?
A complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Oh, you're playing audio? I'm sorry.
I'm ready to play the audio.
I thought you were just going to tell us the answer.
All right. Here we go. Here's the audio from yesterday, from Tuesday.
I don't want to hear the audio.
Why
tell
not?
Me the answer.
Why not? Why
all
don't
right,
you want to hear
break.
It?
No, go to break.
Well, here's
no,
the here are the winners.
No, go to break.
You know, this team's just not that good.
I just want to tell me the answer, Gribble. You freaking moron. Why are you doing this? We got a guest standing by.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you the candidates. You get the vote on them. Boy, we had some train wrecks this week. Some of them were white elephant related. Some of them were just meltdowns. And we've narrowed them down to these three. This does come to us from the white elephant. And this is a matchup of Sean Bass, who was filling in for Norm, against Mavericks coach Rick Carlisle. Sean's got a couple things working against him. He's working out of his element as a host, just like we had to work out of our element a few times as ticket ticker guys. So he's a little nervous. He has a long question. And the problem is he doesn't have a follow-up to his long question just in case Rick Carlisle has a short answer. And unfortunately for Sean, Rick Carlisle had the shortest of answers on Wednesday.
Well, you talk about the depth on this team, and it seems like at the point, obviously winning 10 straight, you're in a good way, but it seems like guys are starting to, I guess, find comfort in their roles. Deshaun Stevenson, I think, has started 15, 16 straight games now. Sean Marion has been very productive off the bench. Jed is himself. Brendan Haywood has been, I would say, very good over the last handful of games. And do you worry, though, when Roddy B gets back that, you know, you're going to have to maybe change up some of this chemistry that you've already established?
No.
Now, I say that because I think there's a big discussion out there amongst us anyway that, you know, possibly Roddy takes.
Oh, yeah, apparently a huge discussion.
Big discussion going right now.
You know what one of his main problems was? A coach doesn't want to hear your long assessment of how his team is playing.
Right. He ran down five different guys on his team.
Yeah. That doesn't interest. That. Rick Carlisle's not interested in how Sean Bass thinks Brendan Haywood is playing.
Ask him, how could Roddy B affect your chemistry when he comes back?
Mm-hmm. Hey, did we have that stammer isolated?
Now,
All right, so there's Sean Bass up for an e-break. This also comes to us from White Elephant Day. We all had a problem, those of us who did tickers who don't do them every day, getting to the sponsorship reads at the end of the ticker. Corby was rolling right along with this sponsorship read until he threw out this number for one of our favorite sponsors, A Number One Air.
Get a heating and AC unit for up to $5,500 off through the end of the new year. Only at A Number One Air. Call 1-800-NEW-HAT. New Heat.
New Hat. Why would an air conditioning company have the phone number 1-800-NEW-HAT?
You jack wagon!
Again, that's 1-800-NEW-HEAT.
That wouldn't even work. A new hat.
Yeah, it's too short.
Got an email from a P1 right after that, Kevin, and he said, well, my heat wasn't working, so I called 1-800-NEW-HAT, and they sent me a fedora with fuzzy ears.
Just to keep you warm.
Just to keep me warm. 1-800-NEW-HAT.
All right, so there's Corby up for an e-break. And that brings us to this classic, one Mike Reiner. This was before White Elephant. This is he and Corby doing a live spot for the Diamond Doctor. They, too, seem to be rolling right along until at the bottom of the copy, there were instructions on what the person should do. You may have this on your copy for Diamond Doctor. Tell them to not say this or tell them to, you know, highlight these points or something like that. Mm-hmm. And Reiner, being like Ron Burgundy, started reading that and then realized what he'd gotten himself into and couldn't get out of it. This is what
you know
you
you're going to get a great rock, and you know you're going to get a great price.
972 Diamond is his number. Talk about, or actually, I guess you could talk about to him about how. Take two in 3, 2, 1. You know, Corby, the diamonds come to him. The diamonds come to him directly from the mines of Africa.
South Africa.
Yeah, South Africa. Not regular Africa, South Africa.
Regular Africa.
I'm not going to ruin the spot any worse.
Just watch me.
Oh, God, that's great.
So many funny things about that.
Talk about.
Talk about.
You can talk about to him that. About.
God, that's great. That moment that he realizes he's reading on the air something he's not supposed to be reading on the air.
Yeah, and there's no way to get out of it. Absolutely no way to get
out
of it.
Boy, he tried.
Not
frantically
regular.
For a few moments.
Not regular Africa. South Africa.
Let's watch regular this crash Africa. One more time.
Mm-hmm. You know you're going to get a great rock, and you know you're going to get a great price.
972 Diamond is his number. Talk about, or actually, I guess you could talk about to him about how. Take two in 3, 2, 1. You know, Corby, the diamonds come to him. The diamonds come to him directly from the mines of Africa.
South Africa.
Yeah, South Africa. Not regular Africa, South Africa.
Regular Africa.
You didn't ruin the spot any worse.
God. So funny.
And if you just heard that and you didn't know the story about the copy, you would think, okay, they just passed one around and then tried to go
right.
on the air.
Yeah, or stone.
God almighty, that laugh of Corby.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
So those are your three candidates. Three good ones. Sean Bass, Corby, or Rhines. 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for the Dridey and Bob's turtleneck.
Not a candidate, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, these nuts love great rocks from regular Africa.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yes.
Yes, vote.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm a little slow there. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Is this Ticket City USA?
Yes, it is.
You guys are all uncircumcised.
Okay.
That's true, but...
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
That's Rhines for reading every line. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote for Sean Bass and Bob Sturm's uncircumcised.
All right, already. Jeez. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
A little slow there.
Happy birthday, Dick.
Is it your birthday, Rich?
Rick Carlisle.
No. Oh.
Rick Carlisle. He doesn't go by Richard or
you
Dick.
Think?
He goes by Rick.
It's not Rick Carlisle's birthday today, is it?
I don't think so.
Undervote? Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I would like to delicately place my vote on top of Craig Miller's golden altar to Joseph Stack.
Jeez.
Well, what's your vote?
He doesn't have one. He just wanted to do his weird shtick.
Placing it delicately.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Africa.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for Sean Bass's inept questioning.
All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for Bob's stinky turtleneck.
He doesn't wear those.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
I vote for the Gray Wolf.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for Mike Reiner's bloody pant diamonds.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we do have a winner.
Yay.
One Mike Reiner. Having a very difficult time talking about the Diamond Doctor.
Mm-hmm. You know you're going to get a great rock, and you know you're going to get a great price.
972 Diamond is his number. Talk about, or actually, I guess you could talk about to him about how. Take two in 3, 2, 1. You know, Corby, the diamonds come to him. The diamonds come to him directly from the mines of Africa.
South Africa.
Yeah, South Africa. Not regular Africa, South Africa.
You're going to ruin the spot any worse.
What is that for rhymes?
Well, Mr. Out of Africa is now just one behind Junior, all time for fourth place.
Top five. No question, a Hall of Famer,
oh,
Mike Reiner.
No doubt about it.
All right, it's 8:10 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Up next...